Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Hundreds of emergency services crews are waiting to help as a major storm hits New South Wales today. The Bureau of Meteorology says the worst impacts will be felt tomorrow from Coffs Harbour to Bega. Meteorologist Helen Reid says the heavy rainfall has already started.
Through Monday evening and overnight into Tuesday morning, there were widespread falls of 30 to 50 millimetres, with several locations recording around 70 millimetres. In the 21 hours to 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the highest totals observed include Jervis Bay with 98 millimetres, Currawong with 83 millimetres, Meldrum with 76 millimetres, and Bulladilla with 70 millimetres.
Authorities and medical workers in Gaza say Israeli attacks have killed at least 72 people in the last 24 hours. Doctors say at least 11 of those people have been killed while looking for food. Israeli politician Ron Dermer is meeting with American officials today to talk about a ceasefire. White House media spokesperson Carolyn Levitt says U.S. President Donald Trump has been speaking with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It is because of this president that humanitarian aid is being brought into the region. It's heartbreaking to see the images that have come out from both Israel and Gaza throughout this war, and the president wants to see it end. He wants to save lives. And however, the main priority for the president also remains to bring all of the hostages home out of Gaza. As you know, his tireless effort has brought home many of the hostages, including all of the American hostages who were held there.
Across Australia from today, there are new road rules and safety measures, including cameras to catch drivers using mobile phones. Some new rules include New South Wales drivers having higher penalties for not wearing a seatbelt, and Queensland fines increasing by 3.5%. Victoria-based driving instructor Chamita Lokowitana tells SBS the new rules will save lives.
One of the reasons behind all these changes are we have seen that the number of road accidents in Australia is increasing year by year. Some of the key reasons identified, such as using mobile phone while driving or speeding, not wearing seatbelts. The government is introducing technological solutions like AI cameras, increased fines, and reduced speed limits.
In tennis, Aryna Sabalenka has moved to the second round of Wimbledon after beating Carson Brandstein. This result brings her a step closer to her goal of a first Wimbledon tournament win.
Well, I think the goal is to win as quicker, as easier as possible, just so like physically you are more fresh in the next rounds. But I think it was really good for me to have this little fight in the second set, just to like to see where my level at and if I'm mentally ready to fight. And I think I'm ready. So I think at the end it was good to have this little fight in the second set.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.